Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today on Senior Fitness with Meredith, Motivation with Meredith. So today we're talking about fear. A great quote I found from Cheryl Strayed. It is, fear to a great extent is born of a story we tell ourselves. Again, fear to a great extent is born of a story we tell ourselves. I think that's a great quote because it makes me think of even childhood, the things that we're afraid of. A lot of times are the unknown because we don't understand things clearly, but we can make up stories in our heads to make these things worse than they are, right? It's what we're telling ourselves to believe, and then we become more and more afraid of it, which is an amazing thing how we can do that to ourselves, right? The mind is an amazing thing in so many ways. It's all in what we tell ourselves, though. And in this case, speaking of fear, we make ourselves believe these things. So let's look at some of the things we are fearful of. And a lot of times I like to put this, of course, in our health and wellness and fitness journeys. A lot of times we're fearful of the unknown, of, let's say, workouts that we haven't done. So we're afraid to do it because we could get hurt. We could envision ourselves, I have a fear of doing that because most likely I'll get hurt. That's just what's going to happen. I don't want to go to a group fitness class or into a gym and do a workout because everyone's going to look at me and laugh at me. I have a fear of these people staring at me and making fun of me. I've heard this before from my older adults in communities as to why they didn't want to come and join in to group fitness classes, doing workouts at our house. A lot of fear that we won't be able to do it. Therefore, we stick to the ones that we do know how to do and that we're comfortable with. But we don't see a lot of growth, not only physically, but we don't have a lot of mental growth because we don't have to think about it anymore. We're stagnant in what we're doing. Fears in every way in our life. It's, I think we all know someone, if we are not the one, that fear can be such a debilitating thing in life. It could make you not want to leave your home, not want to try new things, not want to grow as a person because of, again, the unknowns or what we have heard we could be afraid of. That's why I kind of like this quote as a reminder to tell ourselves we are the ones much of the time that is creating this fear. What can we do to stop telling ourselves these things so we can move on, get that fear out, and live our best lives? That's what it's all about. To live in fear, there's no growth there. You're constantly going to hold yourself back in every aspect of life. So realizing that it comes from ourselves, we can stop it, and we can grow and do things that maybe aren't what we envision ourselves being able to do, but we can. We can try it at least and stop being afraid. Fear to a great extent is born of a story we tell ourselves. So let's change that narrative. Let's tell ourselves that we can do it and we're going to try and we are not afraid. Remember, I am here for you as well as the entire Senior Fitness with Meredith community. We are here for one another. Make sure you go to www.seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. You can sign up for the newsletter, see all of our wonderful podcasts, workouts, 7-day custom workout plan, a donation page, newsletter you can sign up for, and much, much more. Until next time, everyone. stop the fear, keep growing, and keep going. Bye-bye.
It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Hey everybody, Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. Now, this podcast is about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. We believe retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful, purposeful, and fulfilling season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.